Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me via Zoom this morning, I have Connie Kreis and Erica Knox, both here as part of the AFS International Student Exchange Program. Thank you, ladies, for joining me on air this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Erin.
So why don't we get started of the AFS exchange program? Generally speaking, what kind of exchange program is this? How long has it been a part of Sitka?
Well, you know, AFS is the oldest of the United States high school exchange programs. It started just after World War II. And in Sitka, I don't know how long it's been around. I think there were host families here as early as the 1960s. Nice. But maybe someone out there can talk to me later and correct me. I've been involved for about 30 years in Sitka, so I know we've been a strong program in Sitka since then. And over the last 20 years, more than 80 students have been hosted in Sitka by more than 60 families. And if you think about that, it means that some families have hosted more than once.
Wonderful. So clearly it's been a good experience for everyone involved. If students keep
generally
coming
we
back.
Have three to four students every year.
Okay.
With the exception of this school year, but next school year in the fall, we're expecting to get four new students from around the world.
And you mentioned this is for the school year. So this hosting isn't for a full calendar year. It's for the academic year.
No, they generally arrive somewhere around August. Somewhere in August. And then they leave at the end of May or mid-June, okay. Somewhere around there.
All right.
So, yeah.
So you got the buffer on either side of the start and end of the school year. But it's a long way away from home, so it could have them send back before they can start up their school year again.
Right.
What's the general age range? Are these generally high school age students who are coming in as exchange students?
They're all high school age.
Okay.
You could speak to this, Connie, but I think we've gotten as young as 15, but usually it's around 16 to 17. I think this coming fall we'll have a couple 18-year-olds.
Okay.
Right. The 18-year-olds are kids who actually applied to come for this year, but then were deferred a year because of the pandemic.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good that they didn't get
17-year-olds.
I'm glad that they're able to just push pause, but they'll still be able to come.
Mm-hmm.
So something that I'm assuming that all this program will always need is enthusiastic people to host the students coming in and to show them life in Sitka. So to be a host family, what does that look like? Connie, what's the requirements to be a host family?
A host family has to fill out an application online that involves references. It involves a background check. It involves a home visit. But it's a pretty straightforward process. It doesn't take too many hours to do that. Host families come in all kinds of shapes and sizes. It's not just two-parent households with teenagers. It's sometimes young families with young children. Sometimes it's empty nesters. Sometimes it's a couple with no children or even a single person. Gay and lesbian families are very welcome to host with AFS, and that's been true for decades. We welcome diversity in our host families, but I think what all of them have in common is an interest in teenagers, an interest in the world, warmth, curiosity, and it helps to have some patience.
Yes.
Just because you're incorporating someone new into your family who's young and from far away, and for whom English is their second or third or fourth language.
And beyond just the hosting families, there's still a lot of positions to volunteer and to help facilitate the exchange program. Beyond just a hosting family, what other kind of support roles, if you will?
So are you looking how for? I got interested with AFS was with Connie coming to me and asking if we wanted to host. And at the time, we were doing extensive remodel on our house. I don't think we had a roof. I had two very, very small children. And I just felt like we weren't ready at that time. I think all four of us were living in the same room. And so the way I got interested or involved was we became a liaison or an unofficial liaison. It was kind of a aunt and uncle family. And so I just got together with one of the students and would have them over. We would go for walks. We would take them on hikes. I remember taking a girl from, I think she was from Indonesia, on a hike, and she was scared of slugs because where she's from, you know, if you saw something like that, it was most likely a snake or, you know, something poisonous or I don't know. So she was terrified of slugs. And so that was really fun to be able to just take this kid and go hiking and show her the outdoors and how nice it was. And, you know, it wasn't scary. They would come over and carve pumpkins. Mm-hmm. We would go to holiday events. You know, we'd go to the Nutcracker. So we became involved that way. So the kid didn't live with us, but we did things with them and formed a relationship with them. And so we were just an extended family. It was really fun. That's how we got involved. And then we did that several times. And then at one point we hosted. And then we were a liaison family, which is also the extended family, but we're liaison is a support of the kid and the family formally. Mm-hmm. And so you write reports once a month saying how the kid is doing. It's just really easy, 5-minute, computer clicking, like, how is the student doing? And checking in with the family and supporting them and maybe having dinner with the student. And also, again, spending time with them doing different things.
Yeah.
And then we hosted again. So we've hosted twice. And then after that, I've just been involved with Connie, kind of being her right-hand person a little bit, taking the kids on orientation camping trips and helping them organize volunteer work around the community, stuff like that.
So even though we have families set for hosting next year, mm-hmm. we still need backup families who might be able to pitch in if the host family, if circumstances change with the host family, or volunteers, as Erica described. And we need people to think now about hosting the following year, because we're always looking really for host families to meet and take care of these exceptional kids.
And it definitely, you had mentioned this before we went on air, of it's obviously when you're asked volunteering to have a new student come into your home for a good chunk of the year, sometimes it takes about, you know, maybe a year in advance to, like, okay, let me think through how this will work with our, you know, the household situation. So the earlier you start to think about it, probably the better. Because as you said, there's always, ideally forever, there's going to be students from across the world coming in to Sitka to experience life here. So you also need to have
really
an ongoing.
Yeah, this year's a really good year. If you have even the slightest interest in doing it, to get a hold of us and either become a backup family mm-hmm. or just volunteer a little bit. So it's a good way to get your feet wet without completely, you know, completely hosting for an entire school year. Mm-hmm. So you get an idea of what it's like and who the kids are and what the community of AFS people in Sitka are like. They're really wonderful people. It's really fun. And so we need people to be backup families this year, and it's just the perfect way to
that introduction.
Introduction.
So for folks who are interested in becoming a backup family, being a liaison, or maybe down the road in the next school year to be a host family, how do they start that application process to be a part of this AFS family?
Well, they can call either one of us. My number is 747-5387, and Erica's number is
738-9204.
Wonderful.
Or you can run into us, or anyone else who's hosted who can put you in touch with us. Or you can
go on their website. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Which is afsusa.org.
Perfect.
And express an interest. There are such exceptional kids. It's so much fun. It's just a way of bringing the world to Sitka, enriching us and our families and the high school and the whole community.
Definitely. And it's really good to hear that while there was a pause button placed for the last school year, it's good to hear that 4 students will be coming in this coming year. And when do they really arrive in Sitka? You said it was about
Sometime
August?
Sometime in August.
Okay.
Sometime in August.
All right. So there's still plenty of time for individuals, for households to contact you two, to go online, to become a part of this process, to be a part of the welcoming committee coming when they come in August. And yeah, like you were saying, Erica, to be the kind of their extended family kind of positions in Sitka, take them out for lunch or a hike.
The one obstacle we hear a lot from people is, oh, we're too busy. But really being busy is a really good thing. It's really fun for the kids. It's helpful for you. So really the busier you are, the better it is almost. You don't have to be, but it's fun. And so even if you think you have no time, you really do have time. And it makes it a lot more fun for the student and for you, frankly, for the year. So if you have any interest in being a backup family, that being busy is not really an obstacle. We see
it's more of a help than a hindrance for sure.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, great. Well, we're just about out of time this morning, but I wanted to thank you again, both for coming on air to talk about the AFS International Student Exchange Program, more students coming in for the 21-22 school year, and always more room available for backup families, for people to help show these new students what a great place Sitka is. They can contact you, Connie, at 747-5387, or you, Erica, at 738-9204, or afsusa.org. If you had someone who is on the fence about it, what would be, that elevator pitch of, like, if they're on the fence, what would you say to potential hosts to get them to just jump in with both feet?
You know, people don't regret it. People may worry about doing it, but people who jump in and do it, they often do it again and again and continue relationships for a very long time after the student leaves.
Mm-hmm. I'm still connected with the high school student from when I was a teenager. Wow. And also the lots of the exchange students that I've, you know, the two that we hosted and then the other kids, we're still connected.
Wonderful. No regrets, only good memories. That is a wonderful, that's a wonderful kind of reputation to have since, goodness, for decades now. Well, again, thank you, Connie Kreis, Erica Knox with the AFS International Student Exchange Program. Thank you for joining me on the air this morning. It'll be exciting to see new faces from around the world in Sitka.
Thanks, Erin.
And thank you, Erin.
My pleasure.